Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Number one sports station. KGMC-FM in HD1. KGMC San Francisco. 95.7. The game.
We're going to play on and stand strong. With Jolo and Dibs, turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball.
Gentlemen, welcome to the championship rounds of Joe Low and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Here is how the final hour will shake down for you. In about 5 minutes, John Morosi, MLB insider for Fox Sports and the MLB Network, is going to join us to talk about Bruce Bochy, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and when we should expect those dominoes to fall. At 9:35, President and CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear, will join your boys, Joe Low and Dibs, here on 95.7 The Game. It's been a fun show. It's been an amicable show, but unfortunately now we got to get down to business.
This doesn't sound like business to me.
Yeah, you knew this was coming. You came on the air yesterday and you made the proclamation that Bryce Harper would sign by the end of the day. He did not. We'll keep it brief. Dibs, your lousy take must...
rest in peace.
Only we would have set that up beforehand, Coach. Oh, wait. We did. Fumble.
Cut the music. You don't get to keep funeralizing him when you had 20 minutes to get ready. And
this is unnecessary.
Somehow still found a way to fumble on the goal line.
Wow.
We just needed an inch. Actually, we didn't even need an inch. We just needed you to take a knee and run out the clock. And you, Joe Pisarcik, Herm Edwards did.
Yeah.
And the Eagles ran it back for a touchdown, and now it will live in it.
I was looking forward to a better funeral than that, Coach. I thought I deserved better, even though there was a half-baked, half-hearted take. Normally, the funeral is more prodigious than that.
It was a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
It was a swing and a miss, and we moved on.
So you got chucklehead?
You think to yourself sometimes, right. And then you just, you know, you have to keep go moving. Back on your meditations
what
and
you
say,
doing?
We're all potential. Unique. We're all unique. We just want to be friends. All right. Moving on back to content. John Morosi in about 4 minutes at 9:10. The topic of the day is the conversation that broke out yesterday. Scottsdale Stadium. In Arizona, Bruce Bochy announcing to the media in typical Bochy fashion, just a quick drive-by as he wanted to keep moving on and working on managing his team, that he will be retiring at the end of the 2019 season, giving him 25 consecutive years as a Major League Baseball manager, the last 13 of which will include this upcoming season, with your San Francisco Giants. Seeing as how this was the final year of his contract, I think we all saw the writing on the wall. New front office, one last year for Bochy, and then it's on 100% to the new era. And yet, even when the announcement came, which we were all expecting, it still stung a little bit.
It's the finality of it and knowing that this is it. And also, I think, not knowing what the future holds, because you know the team is likely in some sort of a rebuilding mode or a restarting mode, but there's the constant that you've had for so many years. You've had Brian Sabian in the front office. You've had Bruce Bochy on the bench. And even though over the last few years you saw Rigetti go and you saw Tim Flannery step away and you saw Brian Sabian get kicked upstairs and Bobby Evans no longer the GM, there was that last sort of vestige of the, quote, good old days, and that's Bruce Bochy. So even though we knew it was inevitable, even though it was, what, a 90-95% chance that this, in fact, would be it, to hear him say it and to know that now the finish line is almost upon us, there's that finality that's hard to deal with.
Granted, different circumstances. But as a veteran on a successful team, I remember you with San Diego Chargers. Now, it might not have been to the level that Buster and Mad Bum have experienced with the Giants, but still, to have a beloved coach like you guys had in Marty Schottenheimer, what's that transition like? Again, I understand that both guys left on different terms, but to move from one coaching regime to another when you really truly love the guy, that's got to be hard. That can't happen overnight.
It's very hard. It's very hard when you bring in another guy, you bring in a predecessor, and you think that, okay, this guy, what is he going to be about? And when you have guys that are set in their ways and you built a certain way, and then another guy comes in and he tells you that he's going to keep things the same or not much different, and then you find out that he is. And that's just a part of life. You got to be willing to adapt. And at times it was tough. And it's interesting that they're getting ready to go through this transition, skipping, you know, switching skippers. It's going to be tough for some guys. And other guys, the transition will be a lot smoother. But it's, I think, when you look at who the men are, it's sometimes those type of guys that you want, that's Bolchi, you understand what the skipper brought in, those type of guys who he wanted, they were his core guys, you're going to change. You're going to change the makeup of this team, for it's going to adapt to what the new skipper is going to be. So this is a rebuild. We understand that. But it was tough in San Diego when you went from Marty Schottenheimer, you know, to a guy that you looked at and you said, God, is this guy a great leader of men? Oh, Norv Turner. And it was different. It was different for the team. It was a different environment. The club, the locker room was different. The way we played was different. And you knew you had to adjust to what it is. So it is different for players, Joe. And I think that these type of guys, they understand what's at stake. I think he gave them their marching orders yesterday. The skipper came in, said, hey, I'm moving on. He let them know. But the skipper, he's going to keep going. That's who he is. He didn't make it a long dissertation. He wanted to hurry up and get by it. And I think now the battle cry and the rallying cry for the team now is like, hey, look, let's win one for the skipper. So I think that these guys will be motivated. I think they're going to play hard. Is this a championship team? No. But I think that now you have a little bit more added incentive for these guys to even give it that much more. And I think they will.
The very subtle slash lost in the margins benefit that's coming from this is the fact that Farhan Zaidi gets a full year of freedom with no accountability whatsoever. And I'm not saying that as a negative. That's a huge win. How many people get to take a top job somewhere and the first year, no one's really going to be evaluating you whatsoever? Like when Kyle and John took over for the Niners, understandably, people knew it was a rebuild. But you were still watching to see what kind of progress would be made in season one. Does this at least function as an organization, unlike previous organizations led by Chip Kelly and, to an extent, Jim Tomsula, right? You just wanted to see some progress. You wanted to have an idea and a feeling that there might be some stability here, right? Gruden came in, signed a 10-year contract, and people were like, all right, it's a rebuild. And then immediately guys are getting traded. It's headlines every day. It's like, this is too much. This is too much too soon. Stop rocking the boat. Take your time. Zaidi has this great deodorant that is Bruce Bochy's retirement covering up what's probably going to be a big-time struggle of a season. And as a result, with every loss, with every 5-game losing streak, 8-game losing streak, you're not going to have people looking to the front office going, what are these guys doing? They need to get better. They're going to be saying, ah, it's Bochy's final year. We all saw this coming. You know, he's going to ride off into sunset. The expectations aren't high. And meanwhile, very subtly, this is a big signal to the rest of Major League Baseball. Hey, we have an opening coming up in about 10 months, 9 months, and all great candidates should inquire within. It's a really favorable spot to be in. Now, we will continue with that conversation in a bit, but right now, MLB insider for both Fox Sports and the MLB Network, the great John Morosi, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. John, good morning, and as always, thank you for your time. The news we've been discussing today, the pending retirement of one Bruce Bochy. I mean, I think we all saw the writing on the wall, seeing as how there was a regime change, and this was the final year of Bochy's deal, but to hear the words come out of his mouth yesterday, it still stings a little bit for Giants fans.
Well, it does, and it should. We're talking about a Hall of Fame manager, and you look at the number of wins that he's got, the number of World Series titles that he has won with three. There's only 10 managers in the game with three or more World Series titles, and even then, only four of them since the beginning of the expansion era, when it became really difficult to win that many titles, even more than it was before. That's, of course, Sparky Anderson, Joe Torre, Tony La Russa, and now Bruce Bochy. So this is it's a historic career by any measure, and I think you're exactly right in the way you laid out the way this season unfolds for the Giants. I do think this eliminates some pressure from the team. It also eliminates an entire subject matter of discourse for us in the media, for fans, for anybody in the clubhouse, that when you've got a manager of his stature, there were some whispers about if he was going to come back in 2019 at all. It quells all of that. I think it's a really nice setup, as you described, I think very eloquently, about the way this announces maybe the future of the organization to the rest of the industry. I think for all those reasons, this is the right move, and I think it's a very dignified way, I think, for Bruce to announce his decision, and I think it really fits the man. And I think in the midst of all this, and certainly there's going to be a conversation about who's going to replace him and what the year is going to look like, but I think it's important to celebrate the person that Bruce Bochy is, what he has meant to this organization, to the city, what he's dealt with, certainly with his own health the last couple of years. This is a job that means a lot to him. Family means a lot to him. This is someone who's been, I believe, a phenomenal standard bearer for the sport, for the organization. The three World Series championships certainly are there, and they're a big part of that. But just the way that he carries himself, the respect that he has earned among his peers. And I know you spoke earlier today with Jim Leland. There is universal regard and acclaim for Bruce Bochy around the major leagues. I think Giants fans can be very, very proud of the man who's been at the helm of this organization now for more than a decade.
And it signals the end not only of an era for the Giants, but it feels like an end of era for baseball as we move toward more of a faceless managerial style. Do you think that Bruce Bochy's retirement at the end of the year signals a change in how front offices will look at the manager's position overall?
Yes, I do. I think that change has already happened in many ways, and Barzagli has been part of that change, I believe, looking at his career and where he has been. So I'm sure that this next generation GM will probably look for a next generation manager. It's true. I was thinking yesterday, and I know you referenced to Jim Leland the possibility of maybe Bruce managing the Team USA, the World Baseball Classic. There are a number of managers that you might call old school managers, but those with a lot of experience, who right now are not managing clubs. And some of them certainly are still young enough to do it, but the job is moving away from the, for lack of a better term, celebrity, well-known, famous, high-compensated manager. And, oh, by the way, Joe Maddon entered the last year of his deal with a fair amount of uncertainty. And I'm speaking, of course, of Joe Girardi and John Farrell, Mike Socia. So there's a lot of candidates, frankly, for Team USA to decide among, I think, as Jim Leland pointed out, Bruce Bochy's got to be at the top of that list, but it just speaks to the fact that you've got a lot of World Series winning managers, all the guys I just mentioned, including Maddon, have all won the World Series, and as of the end of this year, they may not be employed by Major League teams. Add Ned Yost to one more of that list there who's won a World Series title. So it is a changing of the generation. It's a changing of the way that organizations view the job, and to me, I see nothing right now that's going to change what's been a very profound shift in the way the industry regards the position of field manager in the major leagues.
Do you think, John, that this is happening too fast? Do you think that this is going to hurt baseball? You know, when you have family members, you're like, okay, they're getting older and you put them in the corner. Does this hurt baseball? Does it hurt the integrity of it? Or you think that this is something that needs to happen moving forward?
Well, I don't think it's necessary by any means. I think that the game has become, in my view, a little bit too objective in its analysis and its personality. You think about the veteran managers and people who have added such texture to the game over the years. I'm afraid that we're losing that. I remember, you know, again, I referenced Jim Leland. I mean, he was, I guess, the second manager. I covered Mike Hargrove for a year in Seattle, but then I got to Detroit and I was 23 years old, and I got hired to cover the Tigers. And I'm here around Jim Leland, listening to all of his stories that he's telling. And you know, he'd take some day games after night games. He'd sleep on the couch in his office the night before. So he'd come in there at 9:30. He'd be laying on the couch. What do you guys want to know? He'd be there with his eggs and just hanging out talking baseball. That we've kind of lost that. Now the pregame press briefing now is still against the backdrop with the sponsorship behind it. It's all buttoned down and informal. I think we've lost something, and I think that baseball at its core is still a story. It's a story that's shared from one generation to the next, and when a lot of those storytellers, whether they're players or managers are lost from the game, or even GMs as well. You think about the late, great Kevin Towers, who, of course, had worked with Bruce for so many years in San Diego. I think we're missing something, and it's not. It's something that you look at it in the way the teams are built now, the way they believe they've got to win. I think that's unfortunate, because I think we have lost something. And then part of that now feeds into the whole conversation about the offseason and the pace of free agency. It's all part of the same story. And I just hope that baseball finds a way to still tell what a great story the game is, because there's still nothing better in my estimation. You're there in San Francisco on a beautiful night in May or June, or even no matter what time, no matter how cold it may get at night at the ballpark there in San Francisco, it's still a beautiful game to share. And I think that we are losing some of those storytellers. I think Bruce Bochy is one of the greats, as was certainly and still is Felipe Alou, one of his predecessors there as Giants manager.
MLB insider and 95.7 The Game contributor John Morosi joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, I'm sure you've been asked this no shortage of 1,000 times over the last couple weeks, but what's the latest here?
Never heard of those guys, actually. I have to update my Rolodex and figure out what I'm going to say about them. No, it was interesting. I actually was talking to an executive just about a half hour ago over text about, hey, what's going on? An executive with one of the teams that's been involved here, and he said, I still don't know what's going to happen. So you've got guys that are very much involved in these conversations not knowing. And I think that, for me, they're both going to get paid based on all the reports. It looks as though long-term deals in the $30 million a year range are expected for both Machado and Harper. They're going to be fine. I think it's that next wave of players. We've collectively across the industry, I think, forgotten a little bit about Kimbrel and Keuchel and Marwin Gonzalez. A lot of players right there that I think have a lot of value. And I think, to me, we'll see those eventually get settled out. But, I mean, to me, it's a two-step process. We've got to see Harper and Machado go first, and then all the rest of Scott Boras' clients, of course. Keuchel is one of them, and Gonzalez is as well. They'll probably sign later. So it really is a bit of a two-tiered process. I do think the Giants, they are putting their best foot forward to get Bryce Harper. I think that their narrative about knowing they can win during the course of his contract is a very compelling one. I think it's a place that Bryce would like to play, the city, the market, West Coast. I know, of course, Philly's been involved from the very beginning, but I do believe, based on my reporting, that Bryce would, all things being equal, prefer the West Coast. So I think the Giants still have a lot of things in their favor, even though I know there was a report from John Hammond over the weekend indicating the Phillies were probably the favorite. I think the Giants and their fans should not lose hope, because I think geographically the advantage is still theirs.
Do you think that the prices come down for those second-tier players after Harper and Machado get signed? Do you think that the fact that we're so close now to the start of regular season baseball, just about a month away, do the prices come down, or do these players who are still out there, Adam Jones and whatnot, do they still hold fast to what they're trying to command?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that for me, the bellwether is going to be Craig Kimbrel. There was some conversation when the year began, offseason began, would he get a nine-figure deal as a closer? I think that there is almost zero chance of that happening. I think he is probably the guy that may have to end up taking a lot less than what he expected. You look at his postseason performance, that is in a bit of a contrast to what he has done over the course of his career. And he's coming along at a time when the entire notion of the bullpen is being reimagined. And also, we talked earlier about the objective nature of the way the decisions are made nowadays in baseball. It is not what have you done, it is what the modeling tells me you are going to do. And that is a fundamentally different way of going about things for clubs. This would be, you look at the Barry Zito contract that he signed with the Giants. He would not sign anything close to that in this day and age, because the modeling would not have supported that type of contract for Barry Zito at that point in time. It's a fundamentally different time. So teams looked at it and said, you know what, Craig Kimbrel, you were letting up a relatively high rate of contact, and you were putting guys on base in the postseason. That's our last best look at you, and we're worried about that. And I think that is what's being baked into the offers right now. So I think Craig Kimbrel's going to have to take less. I think if there was a compelling four-year deal out there right now for Craig Kimbrel, he would have taken it by now, and he has not signed anywhere. I think he's going to be the guy that's going to really tell the tale of this marketplace. I think Harper's going to get paid, and Manny's going to get paid. but I'm a little bit worried about Kimbrel in particular. I think his numbers may be somewhere in the range of 3 times 15 and maybe even less than that, depending on whether the Red Sox or the Braves find a way to make the money work.
John, before we let you go, a two-part question. We're trying not to necessarily focus on life after Bochy, but once he does step down, how in demand will this job be for potential candidates? And are there any names out there that you could see heading the list?
Well, I think it's going to be very much in demand, and we could see even some current managers out there, depending on what their contractual situation is, that could be in play for it. I would not expect Joe Maddon to be at the top of the list just because of the way the current move in, across the industry is for managers who maybe don't make the kind of money that Joe Maddon is making right now, but he is not signed beyond the end of this year. Joe Girardi, of course, Joe had been involved a little bit in a couple of the interview processes across the major leagues this past wintertime. It didn't work out for him, but I think he's a guy that I would look to and say, depending on how things work out, if he's willing to maybe change in some of his approaches that he had with the Yankees, could he be a fit? He's certainly a large market. He's very familiar, very comfortable in that mode. I think you look around the league at some of the players that manage or players that interviewed at different places, or former players rather, who have just retired not long ago, names like Mark DeRosa, Raul Ibanez, very highly respected guys who have been somewhat choosy about where they were going to interview. I could see those types of names being heavily in play for a job that we know is one of the best in the game. So I would say to watch carefully for that next generation, the likes of Ibanez and DeRosa, new managers coming into the fold potentially here in the years to come.
MLB insider for both Fox Sports and the MLB Network, 95.7 The Game contributor John Morosi with us here on 95.7 The Game. John, we know you're a busy guy, especially with Harper and Machado still yet to decide. Thanks so much for jumping on with us today.
My pleasure, and as you brought me on talking about rebuilding football teams, I just had to let you know, of course, the Lions have been rebuilding for about the last 60 years. So if you need any sort of information on rebuilding football, just give me a call, okay?
We'll be sure to. Thanks so much.
Sounds great, guys. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's going to be one of the underlying stories for Giants fans between now and next season. Obviously, you're going to want to focus on the positive. Sending Bochy out on the high note. A lot of the guys, hopefully, like Lincecum, that come back to pay tribute and homage throughout the course of this. This could be a fun season despite a struggle to put wins in the win column. But you've got to keep a close eye on the Cubs because that's going to be the domino effect. The advantage the Giants have right now is that all of baseball knows this job is open next year. That gives you a head start on some backroom negotiations and discussions. But the one of the working theories that's out there is that Joe Maddon's on the hot seat in Chicago. And if the Cubs flounder and the Pecota projections have them finishing dead last in the NL Central, which is mind-blowing considering where they were a couple years ago. If they flounder, Maddon's out. And that opens up a very appealing job in Chicago, one that Joe Girardi has already been linked to. The former Yankee skipper apparently had a big-time offer with the Cincinnati Reds and was closing in this offseason on taking that deal. And then at the last minute, it was like, you know what? No, it's not for me. I don't want to manage this year, which led many to speculate that he's waiting for the opening in Chicago for the Cubs. Now, maybe he's waiting for the opening in San Francisco, but there's brighter, younger talent with the Cubs right now. So for Giant fans, that's a storyline you're going to need to watch this year. You're going to be paying very close attention to the Cubs.
And I also think to that extent, you're also going to look at the Giants as it pertains to their roster construction, because if you are Joe Girardi, or if you're Joe Maddon, or maybe Mike Socha making a return to managing, and you look at this roster, you want to see that the Giants are starting to get out from underneath some of these contracts if possible. Obviously, the Bumgarner question is first and foremost, will he stay or will he go? Beyond that, though, you've got the Johnny Cueto deal, Samardzija, you've got all these other contracts that, as a prospective manager coming into this situation, you want to be free of at least a few of them. So as much as you want to send Bruce Bochy out the right way, Farhan Zaidi also has to fix this roster for the next candidate.
Heyo, one of the dominoes finally fell. Jeff Passan, ESPN, breaking news. Free agent star Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres, league sources tell ESPN.
There you
go. How many people thought I was going to say Bryce Harper?
I was hoping we could play that the sound of the hospital with my beep, 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 with my take still alive. But Machado still goes first.
Machado goes first, according to Jeff Passan. San Diego, which now he's going to be in the division for how many years?
I was, and it's crazy that he went because I was.
This is where it gets awkward. I don't want to do this to you, but we are all out of time. And Larry Bear, the president and CEO of the Giants, is coming up next. So we will get your takes and Larry Bear next. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. And this update is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. You heard the breaking news. We have a free agent signing. Manny Machado has reportedly agreed to a deal with the Padres. So the dominoes are starting to fall as Bryce Harper saga turns. The Phillies are the reported favorites to land the slugger. But as John Morosi just said to the guys, San Francisco is not completely out of it, so stay locked on 95.7 The Game with any updates. The other big story of the day, Giants manager Bruce Bochy announced that he will retire at the end of the season. Bochy has been with San Francisco since 2007 and is one of 10 baseball managers to win at least 3 World Series titles. How important has he been to the organization? Well, Joe Lo and Dibs will talk to Giants president and CEO Larry Bear right after the break, so do not go anywhere, and the Warriors are back on the court Thursday against the Kings. And this report is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. The Houston Rockets are back in town this Saturday, February 23rd, for a highly anticipated rematch with the Warriors. Get tickets at Warriors.com. Still to come, we got Larry Bear. He'll join the show next. I'm Anna Kukodike from the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
For your eyes only, Toyota's President's Day sales event. Time is running out. Get $500 lease bonus cash on Camry and lease for just $219 a month, or get $1,000 cash back. Toyota's President's Day sales event is on. Ends 2/28/19. Toyota, let's go places.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and new lines of service. It's that simple. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right. $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 24-month installment billing. If you cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 308, Foster City, California, 94404.
Low prices just got lower with hundreds of rollbacks at Walmart. If you've been putting off buying that 4K Ultra HD TV, those new Goodyear tires, or the latest smartphone, now's the time to shop. Because Walmart has all that and more on rollback. Just visit your local Walmart or Walmart.com.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Messenger data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text THICK to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text THICK to 246810. THICK to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Beep's coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm gonna just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with Purple today. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text SHOP to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text SHOP to 84888. That's S-H-O-P to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com/TNC. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Joe Lowandibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Giants president and CEO Larry Bear coming up in just a few moments. But for those of you who are just joining us, we do have breaking news out of Major League Baseball. Manny Machado has agreed to terms with the San Diego Padres. That information courtesy of Jeff Passan of ESPN. We now have details on the contract. Anna, what's going on?
All right, from Mark Feinsand, an MLB.com executive reporter, he says that he's agreed to a deal with the Padres. According to a league source, it's for 10 years and $300 million, the biggest free agent contract in the history of American sports.
Wow.
Way to go, Manny.
Yeah.
Way to go, Padres.
How long will that record last? And my Harper proclamation, I should have been on the Machado news coming first. Harper's got to get 310, 320. This record might be the shortest lived record in the history of records.
He's got to get more, and it's got so that's more than Stanton. Stanton get 325 or 350?
The amount of years I think is
how many years was
Stanton? 13, I believe, right?
A 13-year deal, really? Mm-hmm. That's insane. Who'd agree to Miami? Miami. Sorry, that's on me.
13 Miami. And 3.25 is what that was. Average salary of just 25 milski. So this one in total money, no, but average per year, yes.
So the question then comes down to how big of a you-know-what does Scott Boras want to be here? Now, you should have panic amongst the teams that were going after both and missed out. The Phillies are one, the White Sox are another, and I'd imagine there might be at least one other team that was in the sweepstakes for both Harper and Machado. The Machado domino falls, he lands with San Diego, that means the White Sox and the Phillies are probably going all the way in on Harper. So now if you're Boras, do you get this thing wrapped up because they're feeling the pressure? Or do you sit there and continue to drag it out, going back and forth, like we saw in Moneyball, when he so casually spit in the face of Brad Pitt, a.k.a. Billy Bean, with that Johnny Damon deal? Yeah. How do you see it working? Like, Boras is not going to rush. He's going to want to break this number.
You sit now. Now you can't. You can't. You cannot push your chips in the middle of the day. Now you're all in. You're like, I cannot go ahead right now and panic. I can't blink. I got to make my guy Harper the highest paid guy. You got to wait it out, Dibs.
And that's the way Boras has always done it. You go as far as you need to. And like you said, the fact that you have multiple suitors, and when Larry Bear joins us here in moments, we can ask him if he is the third suitor and how high they might go. But the fact that you have more than one team, I think makes it interesting to where Scott Boras can potentially sit back and just kind of pick and choose between the offers.
Here's some wild speculation. Larry hasn't called us because he's trying to get the Bryce Harper deal done.
Ooh,
I like it.
Who says no? Who says no to that take?
I think
Anna's saying
I'm
no.
I'm not saying no to the take.
Then why'd you shake your head no?
I'm not saying no to saying no. So it's like a double knock.
So you're
double
saying yes.
Yeah.
Two no's makes a yes.
Somehow. Exactly.
I'm not saying no.
No.
See, I'm not saying no.
This is one of those scenarios. What's the movie where, it's another Seinfeld reference where, Costanza keeps winking at Kramer and Kramer doesn't know why. And he goes and he sells all his stuff. He's like, why'd you sell it? And he goes, you winked at me. He goes, I didn't wink. I got grapefruit juice in my eye. Seriously though, if you're Larry Bear, you just heard that and you are legitimately in pursuit of one Bryce Harper, as much as you'd love to speak to the billions, because that's what this platform affords you, you probably have more pressing business.
Yes, like going back to the ownership group and saying, hey, Machado signed for 300. Bryce will probably cost us 310. Do you have an extra 10 million over 10 years that we can maybe throw his way? Or maybe the price goes up even more of that. But ultimately, the Giants have multiple owners. So anytime you make these hard choices or if the price goes up, You can't just say yes without consulting the other partners.
Well, I figure you had one prick leave the NL West in Yasiel Puig, so now you got to add another one to balance out the equation, right? Because it's not like this guy's Mr. Charming personality.
No, and jeez. We'll see what happens in late July when the Padres are 10 below and he hits a slow roller to short and he lollygags out of the box and flips the bat toward the dugout. This is not a guy who you can see busting his hump for 10 solid years.
I bet Lo can attest to this. A 10-year guaranteed deal, I could think of worse places to spend the next decade playing baseball than San Diego. Am I right?
He's in a who cares if you lose, coach? Just go for a ride. You'll feel better in a minute. I mean, he's in San Diego. The ballpark is beautiful. You're downtown. It's absolutely beautiful. He's probably going to live in La Jolla or Scripps Ranch. He's going to get a longer
commute.
I mean, hell, you're in paradise on earth.
You don't see him in Mission Valley like you?
No, you got a place in Gaslamp and you have another place wherever. That way, on game nights, you just walk home and then
buy a condo down there. You can get a condo for only a meal. They got seven.
Coach, that's like 2 weeks. That's like 2 weeks of the office for this guy.
I can't believe I haven't done five of those already.
Some of them 600. I saw some like 500, 400 for a condo downtown. That's not bad in San Diego.
They have really redone that downtown.
Yes,
too. So that's going to be a nice scenario. Dibs, you're right. One in downtown, one out at the beach.
Absolutely.
The dream.
He's living the dream.
And ultimately, to Lowe's point, San Diego's not a town where it's a pressure cooker. You're not going to Boston, which is, what title have you won for me lately? I was just racking my brain. Has San Diego ever won a title?
In anything? Probably not.
Chargers, no. The Padres.
Lo can speak to this.
Yeah,
Lo, Dad, did you win any Super Bowls when you were in San Sorry.
I'll get that
that's why. That's why. Because you see, when
you started it. You started it.
I got to take the heat for that.
No,
don't get mad at this. I was the one that said that.
Earlier in the show, you talked about you can knock us up. I come with that. He goes cricket sound on me.
See, it was an odd statement I made earlier today. Right. Very odd.
But see,
you tried to piggyback and it wasn't funny.
No, wait, let me finish. Can I finish or no?
Okay.
Maybe.
And so you do that. And then I came with it later just to mess with you. And he gives me the cricket sound. Then all of a sudden that's what you did to me. And so you said that I started it. He did. And then all of a sudden, like you said, I came with him when he talked about Kirk Cousins. No, but he hit me first. He drew first blood.
Not true.
It's not Rambo. This is not Rambo.
That's true, though.
I simply pointed out your weak attempt at humor by piggybacking on his mistake. If we piggybacked on everyone's mistakes, all we would be piggyback radio. Think about that for a minute.
I like us more as barnacles. We attach ourselves to the ship, and then we just, survive. Based on the hard work of the ship.
Right.
We're not actually doing much.
He came with the snowball one about the snowball, and you, little applause for him.
It's a good pun.
He's clever.
Yeah, and then see, that's what I'm talking about. I remember. You think I forget everything. The season kicked in that bad. No, and that's when I finally came with something, and then, I took a shot. That's when I came with Cousins. After freaking, it was at least three or four deals I let you get away with.
All right.
And that's when I came.
Noble.
Okay.
I will say this, the first game of the year, Manny Machado and the Padres against San Francisco Giants.
Ooh,
that's big.
Go get down there in old Petco. That's going to be the debut. You got to figure you're going to get a nice crowd out there now.
Overpay him. Go get Bryce. Hope the Giants overpay him.
Yeah, sure. Just $1 billion. What is it to anybody?
Highest paid athlete.
10 years a bill? Who says no? Maybe our next guest.
All right, to the phones we go. The president and CEO of your San Francisco Giants, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Bear, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Larry, thank you so much for your time. We know you're probably quite busy today. Before you called us, were you calling Bryce Harper? We just have to get that out of the way.
Who? Did you say Harpo Marx?
A little Harper Valley PTA for those of us who remember that as well, Larry.
Oh, my goodness. The answer, I've answered these questions directly. The answer to that question is no.
That's incredible.
That doesn't mean don't have interest in him. It just means we weren't calling him. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, and we really appreciate you jumping on. We got the news yesterday that Bochy, in traditional Bochy fashion, he doesn't want to make it about himself, but he does make what many of us saw coming official, that this will be his last season as the San Francisco Giants skipper. How does that land with you? I know that you had some discussions with him behind the scenes, but even though I think a lot of us saw this coming, it doesn't mean it hurts any less.
Correct. That's a good way to put it. Look, Bruce Bochy, one of the most historic figures in the history of the Giants, I think San Francisco and New York combined, because he led us through he led us through our greatest period as a franchise. And I'll never forget when we first met him. It was Peter McGowan, myself, our wives, Brian Sabian and his wife, with Bruce and Kim Bochy back in 2006. It was like, this is a humble, passionate about baseball, honest, incredibly well put together in terms of his character, individual. And 13 years later, I would say the same exact thing. And, oh, by the way, one of the greatest managers, a Hall of Fame manager. So, you start with the individual and go from there, and he's just been everything we had hoped for. So the answer to your question is it's tough because it's hard to imagine the Giants without Boch, but it's going to come, at some point. These days come for everybody in every job, in every role. And so it's just, it takes away the sting a little bit to know that he feels in his heart he's a Giant that is very much open to engaging with the Giants after he stops managing. And so all of that, we'll take solace in that.
Does the analytical nature of today's game change the way you look at the manager position, or can you still go with a gut-first sort of manager like Bruce Bochy as you look toward your next hire?
No, I think, one of the things when we were hiring Farhan, and it's misunderstood because he has, this incredible pedigree of a PhD from Berkeley and a degree from MIT and all, this is super important that you have the mix. It was heartening to Dave Roberts, who Farhan worked with closely in LA, as soon as we hired Farhan, called Boch and said, "You got a good one here." And Farhan's super aware of the fact that, you have the analytics, you use those tools for information, but only the manager really knows, sees inside a player, and we're seeing in the dugout whether, who knows? I mean, the guy has an injury, he doesn't want to talk about all that much because it's minor and he doesn't want to get the front office all worked up about it. Or maybe maybe he's going through, marital problems, personal problems, whatever it might be. And the manager needs to do something that might not follow the analytics in terms of his lineup or who plays or who doesn't play. And that, we all understand. Farhan understands that. We understand that. And so going with your gut is still, Boch calls it his gut, but that's really, sort of informed people sense more so than, just a gut guess or whatever. It's an informed sense of people.
What is it about the skipper that you look at and you think that the organization, the players, the sphere of influence he had on so many of these young men, and it seems like they've taken on his personality, doesn't say a lot, but what is it about him that's given him the ability to have the tenure? What is it about, the fabric, the fabric of the skipper?
That's a great question. I think it has to do with sort of, the even-tempered nature, because that's hard to come by in life. I don't know about you, but,
sure.
I get mad, I get riled up about things, whether it's, whatever it is in my life, something doesn't go right on day-to-day. It could be a little thing. It could be a flat tire. It could be, something, at home, whatever. You get riled up, and I'm sure he does to some extent, but he's very even tempered. And when there's an expression, long season, small clubhouse. And when you've got 25 guys plus the coaching staff and really 40 guys, all the young players coming, getting called up and down during the course of a season. So say 40 plus players and coaches and staff. What I think makes Boch so good is he stays even, he listens, and he stays in that zone that where you can respect him for giving you an honest feedback and He doesn't. He'll get mad if he needs to get mad, but he doesn't fly off the handle in either direction. Either you'll get mad about something that's a negative, or getting overly joyous about a positive because, you know, there's always tomorrow's game. And so so you take players that got us through the three championships, whether it's, you know, Brandon Crawford, Madison Bumgarner, Buster Posey, Joe Panik with two of the in 14. I mean, all these players, think about it. They were very young players, but think about how even keel they were. Think about Buster in 2010 managing a pitching staff essentially as a rookie, a World Series pitching staff as a rookie, with all the personalities of, between Sergio Romo, Barry Zito, Brian Wilson, Madison Bumgarner, Tim Lincecum. Think about that. Well, it takes somebody like a Bruce Bochy, I think. I mean, Buster's an amazing talent, obviously, but, you know, to have a mentor like Boch is meaningful.
Giants president and CEO Larry Bear with Joe Lowen-Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. As it stands today, how would you describe the state of the San Francisco Giants?
So, look, we're obviously, and I don't want this to get translated into rebuild, and this is one of the reasons that, frankly, we hired Farhan, because he doesn't believe in rebuild. He believes in reload and fast turnarounds. And he'll cite teams like the Milwaukee Brewers, even the A's last year. And, you know, you can turn things around fast. But what I see is us, you know, moving to as a fast transition from a time that, you know, look, we had all the championships. We have a lot of the players from those championships, many of the ones I just mentioned. And now we need to insert young players that are going to, you know, they're going to perform, and we believe we have them in the farm system. They may be a couple of years away, right? So if they're a couple of years away, we need guys this year and next year to come in and perform and combine with the core players, which we believe will still perform well, and then the younger players come in. So it's hard to put a label on it. It's a team, I think, that has a lot of upside this year going into the year. We always have sort of the formula that if we can pitch and play defense, we'll be okay. And we need to pitch and play defense and have timely hitting. We think guys like Geraldo Parra, Cameron Maben, Solarte are going to provide really good depth and experience that we didn't have last year. So we think that already versus last year, assuming we stay healthy, we're going to be in a much, much better position. Having Bum for the whole year, I mean, you know, we have Bum for, you know, Madison Bumgarner was in the last game of spring training, was knocked out for 3 months.
You mentioned Madison Bumgarner. You mentioned pitching and defense being the foundations. Obviously, with the park being what it is at Oracle Park, you need to have those two elements. How does that affect the decision on Madison Bumgarner, whether it's at the trade deadline this year or a long-term deal? How do you see his future with the Giants as it pertains to the Zaidi era and where this club is going?
Well, we value him highly. So, you know, everybody thought we were going to trade him in the offseason. We didn't trade him because we want him to win games for us this year. I can't predict what will happen because we're going to have, obviously, you know, potentially a free agent negotiation. And in free agent negotiations, you just don't know where they're going to go. I mean, you know, we have, I guess, the two high-profile guys, Harper and Machado, chose to leave their teams. Machado was traded in the middle last year. Bryce may or may not choose to leave the team. I guess I don't know if Washington's in it or not. But my point is that I can't. Free agent negotiations can be unpredictable. But I know that, you know, the best predictor for us being, for Madison remaining a Giant, will be, you know, strong performance this year by him and the team.
Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO, with us here on 95.7 The Game. While we have you, and seeing as how this is breaking news, I wanted to get your thoughts. The report from ESPN is that the Padres and Manny Machado have come to terms on a deal that will pay him $300 million over 10 years, the new highest paid athlete in the history of American pro sports. What do you make of those numbers?
What? It's really hard for me to comment on something, A, I don't know is 100% accurate, and B, Let's just say, can we do the hypothetical? If it's true?
If it's true, of course. This show's all hypotheticals, Larry.
Okay. Life is hypothetical, right? I mean, if it's true, look, I mean, he's a great talent. He's, you know, I think you got to look at the age, 26. And you have to look at the Padres who are, have not spent, right, in big ways. I mean, they have a few deals out there, longer term deals, but, you know, so you say to yourself, you know, maybe it fits for them. So I'm not going to be the last one to cast aspersions or, you know, on a deal like that. They had needed third base. That's pretty obvious, right? They had a lot of outfielders. They needed third base. So, look, I mean, if Manny is coming to the National League West, we'll have a lot of spirited at bats against San Francisco Giants pitchers that we were talking about.
That's the attitude we're talking about right there. That's the attitude, Larry. Larry Bear, president.
Look, I mean, he's a great talent. I'm not one to, you know, get caught up in overpay, underpay, deserve it, not deserve it. It is what it is.
Good stuff. President and CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Larry, we appreciate the time. We know you're a busy man. Thanks so much for jumping on, and good luck moving forward.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Woo! Yeah, he makes an interesting point. Just when you get rid of Paul Goldschmidt, now here comes Manny Machado. It's like we didn't even have a chance to enjoy the fact that Goldschmidt is gone, and you only have to deal with him a fraction of the time at Oracle Park.
Right.
That's the thing. He probably heard of the name change. He's like, I'm out of here. That place was great when it was AT&T.
I like that summation, though. Many spirited at-bats between Machado and Giants pitchers.
All right. This show is over. Stay tuned. Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johnson are coming up next. You will hear from Will Clark at 11 a.m. For Dibs, Anna, and Lowe, I'm Joe. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everyone. It is greatly appreciated, as always. We will talk to you tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's Joe Fortenball here for 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go, 6 to 10 a.m. every morning, the hottest takes in the business. But many of you have asked, how do you have so much energy that early in the morning? It's simple. 5-Hour Energy is my secret weapon. It contains zero sugar and only 4 calories. You drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, and it lasts for hours. Each bottle packed with vitamins, nutrients, and about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer near you.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
It's award season.
And the winner is...
No, not those awards. It's award season at Nissan Now. Nissan earned a headline-making 3 J.D. Power Awards, including Best Midsize Car, Large Car, and Midsize Pickup in Initial Quality. And now get President's Day savings on our full lineup, including Rogue and the all-new Altima, both with available ProPilot Assist. Plus, save big on the powerful Titan. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
Get zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for up to 60 months on the 2019 Nissan Rogue.
Don't run out of time. Hurry to Nissan now.
For well-qualified buyers, $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance for 60 months. The delayed payment must begin exactly 90 days from the date of the contract. No security deposit required. Must finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Ends 2/28/19.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Son, it's time to learn how to do the lawn. Walk with me.
Got it.
Never diagonal rows. This isn't a baseball field. Vertical rows, son, up and down. So you hit every blade of grass. You know, it's just like they taught us in the Corps. If you're going to do a job, do it right.
Dad, you pretty much just did the whole lawn.
Pretty much won't cut it, bud. No lawn is finished until the edges are trimmed.
It's like the edge of a ruler. Look at that line, son.
Like you, USAA always goes above and never cuts corners. Because our members deserve nothing but the best. Like with a customized mobile app that offers unparalleled service 24/7. So our knowledgeable team can quickly help you handle any urgent needs the right way. Because for us, good enough is not good enough. Get a quote to bundle and save on USAA home and auto insurance.
Look at it. Son, you're looking at your phone. Look at the line.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
We all have wished at one time or another if we could just do two things at the same time. Well, if you're about to refinance or purchase a new home, here are two things you should absolutely do at the same time. Apply with at least two lenders. Mark Tice here from HMS Capital. Having two loans processed at the same time accomplishes a couple of important things. First, it maintains continuing competition for you, the customer, right up to the finish line. This results in a lower interest rate that saves you money. Second, it improves your chances of a successful transaction by eliminating the dependence on a single lender. HMS Capital requires no advance fees to apply, there's no appraisal fee, and no credit fee. With our razor-sharp interest rates, we are completely confident that no matter how many lenders you apply with, we will win your business. So call HMS Capital today and let us show you how doing two things at once really can save you money. Call HMS Capital at 833-255-5698. 833-255-5698. That's 833-255-5698. Or go to hmscapital.com.
Best Capital Funding, NMLS number 303-222 in California. DBO Finance Lenders Law License 60DBO37652. Doing business as HMS Capital.
833-255-5698.
Jumpstart your dream kitchen with savings on decor appliances. At Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, save up to $4,799 on qualifying decor kitchen appliances. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and jumpstart your decor kitchen today.
The Bay Area's number one sports station, KGMZ-FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
Corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz enjoying a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Covey sitting in with Daryl, the Guru Johnson, and a Kakarakis in the house as well.
Gotcha.
Top of the morning, everyone. Breaking news out of Major League Baseball. You heard the fellas delving into it just a few minutes ago. Manny Machado headed to the Padres. 10 years, $300 million. It's good work if you can find it, Guru.
The guy that doesn't like to hustle. I guess that's
mil.
The real Dr. Hustle. Hustled the Padres out of $300 million. What would you do? What would you do if you got that? If that was your contract.
Oh, well, first
Moms,
of all,
what kind of house you want?
Yeah, you know, we'd take care of everybody, and then there'd be an extended vacation. And but you know what I would do? I'd talk about sports on 95.7 The Game, no doubt. You can't put a price tag on this kind
I
of
like
stuff.
That.
But look at what the San Diego Padres are doing. And we've been talking so much, Guru, about when are these dominoes going to fall and are these free agents going to get paid? I never thought for one second that these guys weren't going to get what they were looking for in the neighborhood of $300 million. That's just the marketplace. And when you got multiple teams, which they did, they had the White Sox and the Padres involved, you get that bidding war going on. And hey, it's Manny Machado. He's coming off a career year. He's in the prime of his career. He's 26 years old. And if you're the San Diego Padres, you're looking to contend in the NL West. The Dodgers have obviously set the bar very high.
No doubt.
This is a chip that you had to be looking to add if you're serious about contending.
Yeah. And if you're a Padre fan or you're part of the Machado family, you're happy But from my vantage point, Covey, I don't like it for baseball. Why did it take so damn long? And the other big fish out there, Bryce Harper, we just got a report saying he may not sign with the Phillies, so maybe with the Giants you're saying there's a chance. My point is this is too damn late for – could you imagine Curry or Durant or LeBron James on the market and the season's about to start preseason and they're not signed?
Well, what does it matter, though?
I mean, does, if it's, as long as they're ready to play. There's a problem. There's some type of problem, and it's a bad look for me, to me for baseball that you got – guys, we'll get into it. Adam Jones, guys out there without a job.
Well, if it moves into the regular season, because we saw it last year as well. A lot of these free agent players didn't get signed until
that's
the 11th hour. But that's just kind of the landscape of Major League Baseball. And to me, as long as these guys end up signed and it doesn't go into the regular season, I don't really think it matters all that much. I mean, it makes it, you could argue it makes it tougher for us, you know, in the business because we have to speculate, but also it gives us plenty to chew on, right? I mean, look, as long as Manny Machado and ultimately Bryce Harper are on a roster, you know, headed into spring training, it doesn't matter to me if it happens in November, December, February, or the day before spring training.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.